Welcome to the Big Kid Quiz and welcome to winter. There's certainly been a drop in the temperature this week, but luckily over here we're delivering nothing but hot takes and heartwarming lols as always. I'm your dutiful quiz master, Cassie Delaney. If you're new, welcome. If you're old, be careful out there. It's gotten very icy. You know how this works. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We've got six rounds with five questions in each. After every two rounds, I'll start revealing the answers so you can keep up with your score as you go. You can play solo, with friends, with family, or your smart home devices if you want to cheat. Every correct answer will earn you a point. If you get full points, your parents are legally obliged to buy you a puppy, but don't say that came from me. When you have your pen and paper, we are ready to begin. Round one. General knowledge. Number one, what is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan? Number two, how many hours are in 1 week? Number three, what bird is known for being able to fly backwards? Number four, is it true or false that Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt? Number five, what continent is Italy on? How do you measure a snake? In inches, because they don't have feet. Here are the general knowledge questions again. Number one, what is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan? Number two, how many hours are in 1 week? Number three, which bird is known for being able to fly backwards? Number four, is it true or false that Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt? And number five, what continent is Italy on? Round two. Great sporting moments for Ireland. Number one. In total, how many Olympic medals does Ireland have? Is it A, 42, B, 402, or C, 4,200? Number two, who scored a hat-trick for Ireland against Hungary last week? Number three, Stephen Roach was the first Irishman to win what huge cycling event? Number four, what county's hurling team is known as the Cats? And number five, who is the Irish jockey famous for winning numerous Cheltenham victories, including a Gold Cup? Hey, why was Peter Pan always flying? Because he never lands. Here are the great sporting moment questions again. Number one, in total, how many Olympic medals does Ireland have? Is it A, 42, B, 402, or C, 4,200? Number two, who scored a hat-trick for Ireland against Hungary last week? Number three, Stephen Roach was the first Irishman to win what huge cycling event? Number four, what country's hurling team is known as the Cats? And number five, who was the Irish jockey famous for winning numerous Cheltenham victories, including a Gold Cup? Okay, let's take a pause to correct rounds one and rounds two. Round one, general knowledge. Number one, who's the fairy in Peter Pan? Tinkerbell. Number two, how many hours are in 1 week? It's 168. Number three, which bird is known for being able to fly backwards? The answer is a hummingbird. Number four, is it true or false that Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt? That is true. And number five, what continent is Italy on? The answer is Europe. Round two, great sporting moments for Ireland. Number one, in total, how many Olympic medals does Ireland have? Was it A, 42, B, 402, or C, 4,200? The answer is A, 42. Number two, who scored that hat-trick for Ireland against Hungary last week? Troy Parrott. Number three, Stephen Roach was the first Irishman to win what huge cycling event? The answer is the Tour de France. And number four, what county's hurling team is known as the Cats? The answer is Kilkenny. Number five, who is the Irish jockey famous for winning numerous Cheltenham victories, including a Gold Cup? The answer is Ruby Walsh. Okay, let's get into round three, science. Number one, what galaxy is Earth located in? Number two, what tool is used to look at the stars more closely? Number three, what gas do humans need to live? Number four, what is the boiling point of water in degrees Celsius? And number five, what do bees collect from flowers to make honey? Hey, how does NASA organize a party? They plan it. Here are the science questions again. Number one, what galaxy is Earth located in? Number two, what tool is used to look at the stars more closely? Number 3, what gas do humans need to live? Number 4, what is the boiling point of water in degrees Celsius? And number 5, what do bees collect from pretty little flowers to make honey? Round 4 is music. Number 1, what Irish pop group sang Uptown Girl? Number 2, what is the national anthem of Ireland called? Number 3, what is Hozier's real first name? Number 4, what is the name of the musical symbol that tells singers to start? And number 5, what is the name for the highest singing voice? Hey, I took the shell off my racing snail thinking it would make him faster, but if anything, it made him more sluggish. And here are the music questions again. Number 1, what Irish pop group sang Uptown Girl? Number 2, what is the national anthem of Ireland called? Number 3, what is Hozier's real first name? Number 4, what is the name of the musical symbol that tells singers to start? And number 5, what is the name for the highest singing voice? Okay, let's correct. Rounds 3 and rounds 4. Round 3, science. Number 1, what galaxy is Earth located in? The Milky Way. Number 2, what tool is used to look at the stars more closely? A telescope. Number 3, what gas do humans need to live? The answer is oxygen. Number 4, what is the boiling point of water in degrees Celsius? The answer is 100 degrees. Number 5, what do bees collect from flowers to make honey? Nectar. And to correct our music round, number 1, what Irish pop group sang Uptown Girl? That was Westlife. Number 2, what is the national anthem of Ireland called? Aron Naveen. Number 3, what is Hozier's real first name? It's Andrew. And number 4, what is the name of the musical symbol that tells singers to start? The answer is a treble clef. And number 5, what is the name for the highest singing voice? A soprano. Okay, let's get into our last two rounds. Round 5 is movies. Number 1, who plays Spider-Man in the most recent MCU versions? Number 2, what instrument does Squidward play in SpongeBob SquarePants? Number three, what Pixar movie is set inside a girl's mind? Number four, what movie musical features the song This Is Me? And number five, what planet are Na'vi from in Avatar? Hey, why doesn't Dracula have any friends? Because he's a real pain in the neck. Here are the movie questions again. Number one, who plays Spider-Man in the most recent versions? Number two, what instrument does Squidward play in SpongeBob SquarePants? Number three, what Pixar movie is set inside a girl's mind? Number four, what movie features the song This Is Me? And number five, what planet are the Na'vi from in Avatar? And our final round is finish the phrase. Number one, it's raining cats and blank. Number two, look before you blank. Number three, a picture is worth a thousand blank. Number four, two heads are better than blank. And number five, don't cry over spilt blank. Hey, how come teddy bears never want to eat anything? Because they're always stuffed. And here is your final round again. Number one, it's raining cats and blank. Number two, look before you blank. Number three, a picture is worth a thousand blank. Number four, two heads are better than blank. And number five, don't cry over spilt blank. And let's correct our final two rounds. Round five movies. Who plays Spider-Man in the most recent versions? It's Tom Holland. Number two, what instrument does Squidward play? The clarinet. Number three, what Pixar movie is set inside a girl's mind? The answer is Inside Out. Number four, what movie musical features the song This Is Me? The answer is The Greatest Showman. And number five, what planet are the Na'vi from in Avatar? Pandora. And to correct round six, finish the phrase. Number one, it's raining cats and dogs. Number two, look before you leap. Number three, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Number four, two heads are better than one. And number five, don't cry over spilled milk. And that is all for this week, folks. Add up your score and try and beat it again next week. I will be back then. More jokes, more questions, and lots more fun. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.